I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The Philippines breathed a sigh of relief as Typhoon Lupe had spared them over the weekend. Their attention returned to dealing with the crisis at hand, rat fever. Animal waste is contaminating the water and spreading illness. Food for the Hungry's Debbie Toribio says their medical mission teams are partnering with hospitals to distribute aid. Survivors are desperate for hope.
It's really an opportunity because people are more receptive and they have been more appreciative of our presence. It's always a door for them to hear the gospel. So people have become more receptive and open and accepting.
Next in Rwanda, peace and economic progress is coming. Since the 1994 genocide, the country's grown in stability. Now Farms International is helping even more people establish themselves through their loan program. Rwandans have made the program their own by writing their own policy. Farms is now beginning their fifth round of loans there, and so far they've had a 98% repayment rate. As families establish themselves, their hope for their country and Christ is restored. And you've been hearing from winners of HCJB Global's Voice and Hands of Jesus contest. Today we feature Joyce Tindell. Her hometown VBS ministry impacted families in Tucson, Arizona. She says a lot of kids in the complex became believers through the Vacation Bible School. Tindell and her team also started a women's Bible study and kids Bible club.
I think they're very interested and very ready to hear the Word of God.
HCJB funds will support these new Bible studies. Pray for the families to grow in Christ. Next week, Kristen Vanderwell tells us about God's work in Haiti. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's making available two DVDs, Keys to the Middle East and the Storybook of Sat7, two high-end productions that will help you understand ministry in the Middle East a little better. Get your free copies at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.